understands, and that's why we host.
All right, so I was just thinking a little. Came to this realization that, you know, nothing that I've ever read or seen by Jesus' example really tells us that we're to shove his word down people's throats and say, Jesus this, Jesus that. I mean, our job is to teach, to spread his word, to teach his word. So yes, encouraging Bible verses, passages, you know, truths of his word are a plus. That's a great thing. But one of the main things that we're to do is to love your neighbor as yourself. You don't necessarily have to say when people are struggling and need help, you're not really supposed to say, well, I wouldn't say you're not supposed to, but I wouldn't courage to stay, you know, well, Jesus is the answer. Jesus is, you know, that's hard to talk about because, yes, Jesus is the answer. That's a great thing. But not necessarily say, well, turn to Jesus. He's going to take care of it. Or Jesus is the answer. Jesus does this. Jesus does that. Jesus fix you. I mean, yes, all of those things are so, so true. But what we're supposed to do is to teach those who don't know Jesus about him and to show his love and set an example. One way of doing that, I feel, is exactly what it says, is to love your neighbor as yourself. You care for your neighbor. You do each and everything you can for them. You love them. You take care of them in times of need. You provide them comfort like Jesus would. You just take advantage of every opportunity to help them and to encourage them and care for them and love them. And when the time comes, because most likely on most occasions there is going to be that time when they say, you know, why are you so nice to me? And that's when you say, because of Jesus. Because I have Jesus in my heart. Because he saved my life. He lives through me. He lives with me. And that wasn't me doing all those things. That was him. He works through me. He works for me. I work for him. You know, I do all these things in his name. And all the glory goes to him. My opinion, that's how we're to help people. Cramming scripture down someone's throat is a good, I mean, it's good for them to hear the truth, but the most effective way, I feel, is simply one of Jesus' commands, one of God's commands, to love your neighbor as yourself. And in doing that, you show and spread the love of Jesus. You allow others to feel Jesus' love and comfort through you. So as a Christian, that's your job. You know, that your job is to show others love and to care for others and love them as you would love yourself. If you are in a hard time, you're struggling, you would want others to comfort you and do each and everything they could to help you. I mean, most people wouldn't necessarily admit that. They'd be like, no, I'm strong, I can do it on my own. Well, you know, you can't. You can't do it on your own. You can't do it without God. You know, that's the obvious answer. But hidden in that, I feel, is the fact that God lives, Jesus lives and acts through us. Each and every one of us. And so, when we, when we help others and we comfort others and care for them and love them. Is that not God caring for them and loving them, taking care of them? See, he works through us. Jesus says, says when he's talking about the kingdom of heaven and God placing the righteous at his right hand and the unrighteous, separating them. He says to the righteous, you visited me while I was in prison, you visited me when I was sick, and cared for me in times of need and all that. And he says the righteous will respond, when did we do these things for you? Said, I tell you, whenever you do these things for another person, you do them for me. And he says, the unrighteous, you didn't visit me when I was in prison. You didn't visit me when I was sick. You didn't care for me when I needed it. And they'll say, Father, when did we not do these things? Say, whenever you didn't do it for another, you didn't do it for me. So God's working through us. But at the same time as all that, we're working for him. We're doing these things for him. I mean, that's an encouraging thought just to think of. Just to think, you know, when I help this person, I mean, I'm helping Jesus. Jesus died for me. He gave his life. I owe him everything. And that's one way to give him that everything. To dedicate your everything to him. Yourself to him. Everything. And so I'm trying to encourage to not necessarily, yes, again, truth, I hesitate when saying not necessarily, but because the truth in God's word is pure and true and just and right and good. Before you just go shoving his word, his things and stories about him and what he can do, before you go shoving that in people's ears, down their throat, love them. Love them. So that they get curious. They want to know where that comes from. And they want that. And then, that's your golden opportunity to say, do this because I have Jesus, and Jesus has me.
Royal Taylor, hold me together.
And that's just, it's an amazing thing.
It's Stu Gray, Aaron Shoes, traveling with Down Here and Jason Gray right now.
I am his.
My hope is in you.
And he is mine. We're together. And we can never be separated. Thank you, Jesus. Love you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.
hope is in you.
Hey, I'm Betty Rock from The Wally Show. When it comes to listening to your favorite music on Way FM and you're not near a radio or computer, you need to have the Way FM phone app. You can get all the information at our website. It's wayfm.com.
Amen.